guys, it's Summer G, your local mortgage lender, and here today we are talking about three myths regarding down payment and closing cost. So myth number one is that you need 20% down to qualify for a mortgage, and that's not the case. I'm sure a lot of you know that there's a lot of different programs out there, FHA, VA, or government type programs, and conventional loans have all kinds of products out there for different levels of down payment. Now, there is an advantage to putting 20% down. That 20% marker is kind of the threshold of getting rid of that PMI, private mortgage insurance, that you might be subject to having to pay depending on what kind of loan program you're doing. So there is an advantage of doing 20% down, but it's not necessarily true that you absolutely have to. Myth number two is that your down payment is the only money that you need to focus on. I get clients calling me all the time, and as we're discussing their mortgage and what their financial goals are, I ask them how much they have available to spend. And they always give me a number, and they assume that that's their closing, or that's their down payment number. And what I have to configure around is that number has to include their down payment and their closing cost. Most of the time, especially in the DFW area, sellers are not going to pay your closing costs for you. You're going to have to pay that on your own. And those closing costs are usually subject to lender fees, title company fees, and your prepaids, which is usually your days of interest, and also setting up your escrows for your taxes and your insurance. So you got to make sure that you have all of that together. Myth number three is that down payment assistance are only available for first-time homebuyers. Well, that, my friends, is false. There are all kinds of different down payment assistance programs out there, and some of them don't require to be a first-time homebuyer at all. Some of them do have restrictions where they want you to be out of being a homeowner for at least 3 years, but there's a lot of programs out there that don't care. You could have been a homeowner yesterday and still qualify for down payment assistance funds. So if you guys have additional questions, I would love to hear from you. Please reach out, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.